Well, thank you. You know, when Vince first suggested to me that we dedicate one of the windows in my name, I replied, "Golly, Vince, you're supposed to be dead when you're honored that way. And I surely want to support your ministry in the church, but I'm not willing to go that far." Let me begin by saying how deeply grateful I am for this honor that you've bestowed upon me. Sixth Church has always shown itself to be a pastor to its pastor, and that goes way back. I first heard about the workings of Sixth Presbyterian Church in 68 or 69 when I was serving as the assistant minister at the Third Presbyterian Church just down the hill at Forbes and Negley. I always wondered whether it was a promotion or demotion to go from Third Church to Sixth Church. One Sunday morning at Third, I greeted a woman coming to worship who announced that she was a member of Sixth Presbyterian Church and that she was not attending worship here anymore because the pastor, the Reverend Dr. Joseph Morledge, was becoming deaf and as a consequence was speaking with a speech impediment, a noticeable lisp. Then with a chuckle, she proceeded to imitate the way Dr. Morledge was speaking then. Well, I cannot remember what I said in reply, but I hope it was appropriate to the inappropriate remarks I just heard. And then later, I heard the real story of Dr. Morledge's final years here at Sixth. For example, two elders, Bud Murphy and Huber Jessup, assisted Dr. Morledge in conducting session meetings despite his disability. One would sit right next to him to make sure he heard everything that was said around the table, and the other would sit at the other end of the table to make sure the elders directed their remarks directly and distinctly to the pastor. Now, that's just one example of how the people of this church supported their pastor in the last year of Dr. Morledge and his wife, and then they were able to enjoy a very comfortable retirement. In the same spirit, Sixth Church supported me during my times of illness and personal difficulty, and I remain deeply grateful. I'm sure, Vince, you'll agree with me that this congregation is a good pastor to their pastors. These stories also illustrate how the spirit of Sixth Church goes way back, long before I became pastor here. For one thing, this congregation reached perhaps its greatest strengths in the 40s and 50s under Dr. Morledge. And then, after he retired, there began a transition in the church that was in keeping with the changes that were occurring in church and society back then. Dr. Morledge's successor, the Reverend Dr. Carl Erickson, and the assistant pastor at that time, Don Chichester, led the church during this transition. And they attracted vital new church members like Jerry and Nancy Wells, David and Margaret Miller, Jane and Wills Cooley, and Doris Bell and Rose Kunkel. And Rose and the Cooleys are here this morning, and I'm so glad to see you. And all of them helped to bring about the new direction in the church. You know, when I interviewed as pastor here in 1969, I was especially impressed with three items in the church's mission. One, Sixth sponsored a coffee house for local teenagers every Friday night in the Ridinger Room. This social gathering was very important to many students of Taylor Alderdice who were affected by the so-called hippie generation back then. The social hall downstairs was filled with teenagers, and members of the congregation volunteered to chaperone this event every Friday night. Secondly, the church had just purchased the large house that then stood next door on Murray Avenue and was committed to turning this house into a community center, which later they did for teenagers. And thirdly, The congregation had invited the newly formed Korean Christian Fellowship to meet and worship here every Sunday. And as you know, that spirit has continued in this congregation during my 33-year pastorate. And oh, how grateful I am to the many, many people who worked with me in maintaining that spirit. There are too many to name, of course, and a number of these folks are still active in the church today. And that spirit has continued under the pastorates of the Reverend Mary Louise McCullough and certainly under the Reverend Vincent Cole. It is so good to be worshiping with the congregation this way. And the music program today. You know, when I started as pastor here, the church only had a paid quartet. And that was for Sunday morning worship. And the men of which would discreetly read magazines back there in the upper choir loft during my sermon. Well, you can be sure that I exercised my pastoral authority by making sure they were reading Presbyterian Outlook. Certainly not Playboy or in something else like that. Actually, for the most part, the quartet were very friendly and supportive to me, and I sure remember fondly our music director back then, the late Ruth Perry Topping. I hope and pray that Ruth somewhere in heaven is able to see how the choir and overall music program through other capable directors has grown to what it is today. And Gail, seeing that growth in our music under your leadership for what, the last 20 years, has been one of the real privileges and pleasures of my being pastor here. Well, I certainly am glad that I'm here today and alive and proud and also humbled to be honored this way. My wife, Diane, joins me in thanking you. And especially in light of what has happened in another synagogue in California just yesterday. It is my prayer and hope that the congregational life of Sixth Presbyterian Church in these dark days will serve to advance the kingdom and justice and peace and love for many years to come through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.